Right, who am I speaking to?
Hannah.
And how old are you, Hannah?
I'm almost 10.
And what did you think of today's making of the ark?
It was really, really interesting and really funny when the sheep was killed and when you were supposed to go in the temple and everyone else wasn't allowed, I felt a bit sad that we weren't allowed in, but it was good after then we were allowed.
Yeah, so basically it was all sacred and you weren't allowed in, and then later on in the service they opened up the tabernacle, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They just opened it up and they were like, you can go in there.
And what was in there?
A candle, a box with the Ten Commandments on a tablet, on two tablets, and some bread, and have I said a candle?
Yes.
Yeah, and that was about it.
You smell anything?
Yeah, you smell like the ashes and stuff.
The incense?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And what was the best bit for you?
Probably when you were allowed to go in the temple and smell everything, and it was really nice.
Thank you, Hannah.
You're welcome.
We've just had the end of our Ark of the Covenant service. It was pretty spectacular. We saw some great things, but instead of me talking about it, I'm going to interview the people that were here, starting with Dave from Camberley, and he's also on Twitter called
Costa_Camberley.
What can you describe to everyone what you saw first of all? What was in the service, David?
I would say it was a really interesting, actually very fascinating introduction for me, because I've been away from the church for a long while, and it kind of refreshed my memory a lot of the story of the Ark and the traditions of the church, how it's founded and how it's developed.
Yeah.
But by far the best thing for me today was how lovely the congregation are and how welcoming they are. As I say, I've been a long time away. It was brilliant for me.
Okay, and you weren't primed there, were you? You weren't primed just then to say that?
Not at all.
What about this ARC service that we had? Can you describe what was out there?
Yeah, it was. It told us about how the ark, about the times of the ark, and there was a fabulous depiction of the ark and how it was restricted to the high priest, and religion was very restricted. Access to God seemed restricted, which is far different to the way it is now. Now we all have access, should we choose to use that access.
It was kind of described as an interactive service. Did you smell any smells, and can you describe what you physically saw there?
What I actually saw?
Yeah.
I saw the Israelite bringing the sacrifice to the high priest, the Israelite sacrificing his lamb in a very theatrical way.
You like the lamb though, I told you.
The lamb was fabulous, it's the best lamb I've seen today. And although I was sitting as part of the audience, the congregation, I actually felt like a big part of it. I actually felt very drawn in to the whole process. I thought it was going to be very theatrical, and it was a great performance, but it actually drew me in as well.
Yeah.
I didn't feel detached from the performance. Like, that makes sense.
Makes sense. That was the whole idea, to sort of be an experience. Brilliant. Thanks very much, Dave.
I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
So I was asking what you thought of today's service of the Ark. Can you describe it?
It was very uplifting, very informative, and it just felt very much a part of everything going on.
What was the best bit for you?
The lifting of the curtains.
So we had a big sort of a tent over the ark, the tabernacle, and when that lifted up, that was...
Yes, I felt very loose at that point.
Thank you very much.
That's all about it.